Welcome to Live Life Better. In this episode, we talk about a very important issue. Of course, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But as part of our Pet Tips series, we have been contacted by Andrea Gibbon, who is the founder and president of a very important organization, Protecting Paws for Life. And Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Well, you tell us in a video that I saw that there are 73 more or less domestic violence shelters and only 18 accept pets. So tell us a little bit about your 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Sure, of course. And those numbers are specific to the state of Florida right now. But we were formed essentially to support those domestic violence shelters, those that are already taking pets and those that want to take pets, so that we can offer more safe places for survivors when they're choosing to leave an abusive situation, to have more choices on where to bring their pets with them. What we do is we work with those domestic violence shelters that are currently taking pets. We support their process and their systems. We come in, we train the teams. We help improve their kennel situation into a fear-free manner. We deliver them pet supplies on a monthly basis, and we also provide veterinary care in some of the Tampa Bay shelter areas because we want them to be able to continue their program, to be able to continue to take pets and possibly expand their program. And then those shelters that we work with that don't currently have a pet program, we want to teach them how to do that. So we are working with shelters that are looking to purchase land, looking to build kennels, and we come in once that funding is done for them and they start to build, we can help them with that build and then go from there with the staff training and the pet supply deliveries and potentially veterinary care as well.
So I learned something so interesting from your Facebook, and I kind of knew this, that pets are often the silent victims of domestic violence, and they're used as tools of coercion and control, and sometimes victims of abuse will stay in an abusive relationship for fear of what may happen to their pets. That is just, it's mind-boggling.
It is, and the stats are about 65 to 73%, depending on where you look, as far as victims who have reported not leaving because of their pets. You know, most of us who have pets, we think of our pets as our children, and we don't want anything bad to happen to them. And unfortunately, in these situations, the abusers do use whatever they can to control their victims. And part of that is pets. Sometimes the abuser will buy them a puppy to even just to start that control. And then they take the puppy away or they threaten the puppy. And we've seen that. And we've seen, you know, a variety of ways that pets are used. And unfortunately, in the domestic violence world, you know, publicly, a lot of people don't think about the pets. And it's a very human-facing challenge, as it should be. But we're here to speak up for our four-legged friends.
Well, we're all fur baby lovers at Radio St. Pete. So, Andrea, I want to talk a little bit about your backstory. You're founder and president of this organization, but you've been involved in animal rescue for 25 years in New Jersey, Texas, and Florida. Tell us a little bit about your backstory. And also, I think you have a full-time job as an executive director.
I do, yes.
Of North American Trailer Dealers. So you're a busy woman association based in St. Pete. Tell us a little bit about how you found your calling in life to give back to our communities.
Sure, yeah. I was born and raised in New Jersey and happened to walk into PetSmart one day thinking that I was just going to volunteer at an event with a rescue. And literally, it just became my passion. You know, as those of us in rescue, it just takes over your heart. You just want to help. So from that day throughout to today, it's been, I've done a little bit of everything in rescue. I've done fostering. I've run events. I've done shelter operations. I've done transport. I even had a small rescue of my own for a very short time in Texas when I lived there. So I've kind of touched all of the areas of rescue and shelter operations and the rescue dogs, those especially like the ones that have come through from trauma backgrounds, definitely touch my heart. And so about 5 years ago, I decided to finally get my certifications in canine training and behavior. So I'm also an advanced canine trainer and behavior specialist. So I actually do run my own dog training business on the side as well, but a lot of that experience is now pouring into Protecting Paws as we work with, you know, the trauma-informed behavior that's coming with these animals from these situations.
It's just amazing. You have a wonderful team working with you, Debbie Houck, Crystal Denstedt, Jeff Cooper, and Christine Shaw. How can people get involved besides donating? And we're going to talk about some of the upcoming events. Do you look for volunteers to help with different things that you're doing? Share with us how our listeners can be involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do look for volunteers all the time. Our biggest need are drivers. Because we are currently in 8 counties, all of the shelters that we work with place a supply order each month, and then we pack up our cars and we drive those orders out to, you know, are out in Ocala, Orlando, Sarasota, obviously here in Pinellas County, we're in Tampa, and a variety of others. But so drivers are really needed, ones with larger vehicles. Sometimes the orders are pretty large because we supply everything from crates to food to beds, bowls, leashes, harnesses, litter, everything for cats and dogs and some of our other small furry creatures as well. So that's a big need for us. Events are a big need for us, as you mentioned. So just volunteers that can come work. Events. We're actually looking for an actual event manager. So if there's anyone out there that loves organizing events, we could really use you. You know, we have marketing needs, social media needs, basically all of that. And we're also running a program called Project Pup at some of the local animal shelters where we're helping to rehabilitate some of the animals that may be on behavioral euthanasia lists. So if you like working with dogs and have some experience in the rescue world, we can also use volunteers for that program.
Well, I know that you just had something at RAP on October 11th, and folks, I think there's something coming up November 9th at Barks and Brews Tap House with the Meditating Mutt for a fun hour of puppy yoga. Talk to us about that.
Yes, I'm very excited for puppy yoga. I mean, who doesn't love to, like, play around with puppies on the floor? So yoga usually takes the back seat when the puppies are involved. But yeah, that is at Barks and Brews. It's Sunday morning at 10:30 on November 9th. You can go to our Facebook page or our website to purchase tickets for that. We have limited availability, so get your ticket early for that. But we will have adoptable puppies, most likely from Pinellas County Animal Shelter, who's one of our partners.
Well, you know, I'm around the block from that, and so you know that I will be there covering that live. And I think you have another, so you have such clever fundraisers. Folks, if you've just joined us, we are talking to Andrea Gibbon. She's the founder and president of an incredible organization, Protecting Paws for Life. And it is supporting domestic violence shelters, helping them with so many needs from products to training. And, you know, it's just a terrific thing. You have a Halloween fundraiser going on at Salty Pup Coffee. Tell us about that.
We do. So Salty Pup, who's located in Gulfport, they have made us their official charity for the month, which is amazing. We were there on October 4th to kind of help kick it off. And we have adorable Halloween costumes that we're selling with the donation for the month. So if you catch us at any of our October events, you'll be able to pick those up. But Salty Pup is not only one of our partners in collecting pet supply donations, which we actually have boxes throughout the Tampa Bay area if anybody wants to donate pet supplies. But as their official charity, they also, all of their tips that they collect throughout the month come back to us at the end of the month. So,
and we'll have all of those, and we'll have all of those links in our blog because we are an online on-air magazine. I think one of the things I really love is that you are bringing awareness to an issue. I mean, we talked to Aber Valente, ACASA, and all the good organizations that I know you work with. But, you know, I read your newsletter, and folks, I encourage you to go and sign up on the website for the newsletter. You have partnerships with Animal Services, Shelter Network, and Education. I mean, you have really amplified your mission in so many ways. What is it that you would say to people that they need to give? I mean, rather than we're getting close to the holidays, right?
Yes.
What can they do as a family to really support your organization? And I like to say that it starts at home, and kids need to be introduced early to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for us, we getting the word out that this exists, that this problem is there, is really important, just educating people. You know, I love events where people just come up and be like, what do you do? And we talk to them, and they're like, that's so important. We never even thought of that. And now that's one more person that understands that, you know, this is a challenge. You know, we have a new emergency foster network that we just launched with our partners at Bestie B&B. So if people want to foster, they can sign up with Bestie B&B. It's a confidential online foster network that goes through background checks, and so we can ensure the confidentiality of the domestic violence victim's pets. But that's a great way for families to get involved if they want to try out fostering. You're able to set kind of the length and the type of animals that you want. Sometimes we just need emergency fostering for 2 or 3 nights just until the survivor can get to where they're going. So that's a really great way to get involved. And then donation drives. We need supplies. We need pet supplies. Everything you could think of, we need. So just running your own pet supply drive for us would be amazing as well.
Absolutely. And you need experienced dog, cat, and trainer and behavior specialists. You need a transportation van. You need funds to support veterinary care. I mean, really, when you think about this, this is the, the four paws that you don't hear about that gives you pause, right? When you think about domestic violence. So, folks, we love the fact that we've been able to share some of the story, and we hope that you'll come back on and talk to us as we get closer to the holidays.
Sure.
Protecting Paws for Life. We'll have the website up, and do share the Facebook. Go on their Facebook. Support them. Parting words for our listeners at Radio St. Pete.
Just thank you for listening. Thank you for wanting to learn about this. It is a crisis that most don't know about, but it is a crisis that we want to address and ensure that our pets can leave with their owners, because we know how important pets are for safety, for healing, just to get through the tough times. And imagine if you had to leave your pet behind, and we want to stop that from happening.
Well, they are the silent victims of domestic violence, so let's help them, this wonderful organization, get their human and the pets to safety. Protecting Paws for Life, we thank you so much for coming on to Radio St. Pete today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Protecting Paws for Life, an organization you must support. Thanks.